Trustee Pearson, are you on board?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you.
I'm waiting alone.
I need to do a roll call.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes, here.
Tyler Pearson.
I'm here, sort of.
Jim Barrett.
Here.
Rosie.
Here.
And Zach.
Here.
We have first on the unpublished agenda is Mr. Sampson's going to speak to us before we consider the two ordinances.
I want to come up there by the, yeah, the phone just so that.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to really go over pretty much a lot of what we went over the first time. Tyler, I don't know, I hope you have your sheets there in front of you, but we're going to start with the sales tax. It's a little bit different today than normal, but for sales tax for April was $758,810.34. That's up 11.72 versus last year. This is a huge number. I thought that maybe that was a fluke. I've called around to other counties in the state, and they're up well too. We really don't know what's lying behind this, but with multiple counties being up this much, we think it's a good thing and not just an anomaly for our county that might hit us in the future. For the year, like I said, we're up 8.51% for 2020, and we are at 34% of our projected revenue. That's projected revenue for this year for sales tax is $9.5 million. Of course, we're at 33% of the year. It's still looking good, even though we know the numbers are going to get bad. We just don't know how bad. I've heard anticipations of anywhere to 20 to 25% down when we get into April. I just don't see it being quite that bad, guys. But it's a wait and see still. Still a wait and see. If you flip with me to the third page, which is the chart, I'm gonna show you, or try to talk to you about two things. I'm gonna show the people here on the chart. If you'll look, the last time the blue line dropped below the red, that was February, March of 19. Our February, March of 20 have stayed above the red line. That's the 3-month moving average. They've stayed above that 1-year moving average. Going into this problem, we are in an excellent, excellent position. Not saying it's not going to get terrible or bad, but it's good. We are super good going into this. I'm hoping that kind of alleviates some of the fear. There's still a lot of concern, but like I said before, I still think we've got a good chance of making our projections for the year. That's for sales tax. Now I'm going to go over to the summary of statements for quorum court. County General, Fund 1000. This is January 1st through April 30th. And this is the summary of statements for the quorum court. County General is the smaller of, it's very back page. County General, Fund 1000, $1,574,500.23. County Road Fund 2000, $3,941,531.44. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $2,933,458.94. Animal Welfare and Control Fund 3404, $1,650,383.93. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $778,487.75. Now, before we get off of that, I want you to look down on the bottom column or the bottom section. And after we made the updates in our last, I guess it wasn't our last quorum court meeting, but two quorum court meetings now, County General amount not appropriated is currently $610,602.89. This is what we're hoping guides us through the next part that I want to talk about, which is going to be a shortfall in revenue. We know out of that 610 that we've got roughly $300,000 that we're going to have to transfer over to cover some shortfalls in our insurance fund. We've talked about that a couple times coming into this year. The carryover was great for County General, but not so great for the insurance fund or the health fund. In the overall scheme of things, they're both of them are considered County General money. It'll just take a simple transfer and a vote by the court, of course. And if you will now turn with me back one page. I gave a little bit of preview to the full court a while ago, but this is kind of what I want to talk about is my concerns of revenue and where we're going to see shortfalls. And what I've done there is I've given you the different revenue series, and that's the combined series, and not just one revenue, but different combined series. I gave you the 2020 budget, and what I really wanted you to see is what portions of that budget, what portions of that revenue series comprises the full budget. And the two things that to really see there is our 7200 series, which is our sale or our ad valorem tax, okay? That comprises 70% of our revenue. And as we talked about before, we were 2% down coming at the end of April. But the tax money that is coming in May, which will be reported in June, we're actually up totally 0.19% versus last year. That's telling me ad valorem taxes are coming in on schedule. Now, if that continues, we're talking about 70% of our revenue being solid, okay? Because I'm not anticipating any difference from last year in our ad valorem tax. That tax has already been set. There's a tax base. It's all about timing of collection that makes that number move, okay? If our assessed values were down or something of that sort, I'd be more concerned, but I'm not. So right now with those taxes coming in, I feel very confident that 70% of our revenue is going to come in as scheduled. As you can see, the 7,000 series, that's what they consider state turn back. That's monies that are essentially is owed to the county from the state. With the state revenues taking a shortfall, just like ours are, they had a special session 6 weeks ago or something and cut our revenues for these next 3 months, this month, next month, and June. And then the second special session is going to cut some turn back for the next 6 months of the next fiscal year. So I see an expected shortfall of $55,000 in state turn back. That is one that I said earlier, that's something we can't control. That's just the state saying you're not going to get as much back from us as you can. You're going to get your share of what we've got. As we move down to columns, series 7,400, year to date, we're down through April, we're down 20%, down 30% for the month of April. Okay? So we had projected $853,000 there. I think we're going to probably be about $125,000 short on that. That's one of our problem areas. That's fines, forfeitures, and costs. Of course, a lot of that has to do with the court system being shut down, fines and fees being collected, and until we get that rolling again, we just really don't know where that's going to go. The 7,500 series is interest. We're actually going to beat interest projections by about $15,000, conservatively. We know interest rates are rolling back right now, but we've got some stuff in CDs that are going to kind of keep our numbers up better than what I'd hoped. So that's a good number. Then we get to the 7,600 series. Once again, is a officer's fees down 40% year to date, down 38% for the month of April, and I'm going to see a $75,000 shortfall in that fund in that revenue series. And that's one of those deals where those fees, once again, are being collected through different services that the county does. $240,000 shortfall in revenue is what I'm projecting as of right now. As we know, as things change, those numbers can change and will change. But with $240,000 shortfall, I see that we have enough carryover that is not currently appropriated to carry on, I don't want to say business as usual, but without talking about the super cuts. Are there any questions regarding any of that information? I know it's a lot. Essentially, I've been working on numbers for 2 months, and I haven't seen a number yet that scares me. I was really anticipating a really fall in revenue from state prisoner reimbursement. Did not see that. Have not seen that yet. May see it coming. I've been watching that quite closely. I have been looking at county general like I usually do about 90 to 95% of the time. I haven't looked at other funds really close. If anybody has a question about other funds and how things are rolling in them, I know I've looked at, I see Sheila sitting back there. I've looked at 3020 and I think that looks pretty good. This new 911 fee is nice. But that's on the good side, and I'm not going to research that much right now. I'm looking at shortfalls. So, yes, ma'am.
Could you refresh my memory? Internet sales tax started when?
Internet sales tax, we saw our first payment in September.
In September.
Of last year. And that's why, if you look on the sheet of the running totals, and out past 2020, I've started putting month to month outside 2020 because I'm trying to capture how much that's going to be every month from September to September. And so maybe we can kind of look at and see some sort of trend of that internet sale. Now, the way I've seen it so far is it may be that people are starting to pick up more internet sales tax as we go along and didn't all just come in one shot. I'm hoping that's what's happening because as you see from January through April, it went from 5 to 7 to 9 to 11. And it kind of was down around the 5 to 6 to 7 at the end of last year. Now, there's so many different factors in there, I'm not going to say that's what it is. That's why I say I'm hoping it's what it is. And it's been mentioned before that we could be in a real hurt on sales tax due to most of the sales going to grocery. I've heard a lot of comments, there's no grocery tax. Well, there's not much tax at the state level on grocery. The county tax is still 0.5%, so we're still going to see whatever thing we see on that. That helps. We're in a better position than the state is on that. That's,
when will you get your next numbers?
I've been calling every day. I'm calling everybody I know, and nobody's going to listen.
Typically, you would be.
We actually see it from them on the 25th.
Okay.
They're saying I might be able to get a number by the 20th, but I've called every call I can make, and nobody. I've called my wife, the treasurer's office, to ask her if she can find out from somebody, and she can't find out from anybody. But I went down every avenue at this point, and just nobody wants to turn loose of the number yet. And everybody, I know what's happening. It's nobody wants to be wrong with a number. You have to come back and say something else. In an overall scheme, I hate to say I feel good about stuff, but we're as bad as it could be. It's not. As other counties talk about layoffs and things like that, I'm not there. I'm usually overreactive. I think maybe I'm underreactive on this, but a lot of times your good is never as good as your good seems, and your bad is never as bad as your bad seems. So I just want everybody to. I hope I give you a little bit of faith in this. It's not as bad as it could be. In Faulkner County.
Mr. Simpson, a question for you.
Yes,
you
sir.
Said on the previous page that you estimate a $240,000 shortfall, and then we have an additional amount that we're of $300,000 that has to do with our self-insurance plan. Well, that's $540,000 going to be taken out of the unappropriated county general of 610.
That is correct, sir.
So that's 70 grand left.
170
yeah.
left
yeah.
to appropriate.
Yeah, what I'm saying in all of this, I'm saying is there's not money to go out and be spending extra but we're not cutting it. I mean, right now, I don't see us having to cut something at this point. Now, 2 months, it may be a different story. But right now, now, of course, I would say if you could not spend on something this year, don't.
No.
You know, but, you know, we need to cut every corner we can and kind of tighten our belt, but we're not talking about lopping off arms or anything here. You know, where some people are.
Mr. Chair, I have a question for Mr. Sampson, if you allow. Scott, on your numbers right now in April, we're 11.72% above last year. When does that sale, what are those sales from?
Those are from February.
Okay, that's what.
Yeah. That's why this number that's coming in this month is so important.
Yeah.
Okay. And probably why the number next month will be even more important. If I could expand this a little bit, my hope is by the time that we get those June numbers in, and we are starting to see some, coming into work, it's not a ghost town anymore. You know, there's cars out and about, and so there's some commerce going on. I'm hoping by the time that we see the numbers in June from April, that you see cars on the street, and this thing is kind of, we're on the back end of it. That'll make me not feel so bad about the number that I'm going to see. And I know it's going to be bad. But that's kind of my hope. And, you know, if this thing drags on for months, then, like I've told the judge, I've told everybody I've talked to, I will absolutely be scared to death at that point. But right now, I'm not there.
Further questions for Mr. Sampson? Thank you, Mr. Sampson.
Tyler, did you have anything? You may not be on anymore. Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We have two ordinances before the committee this afternoon, and we'll take up ordinance 20-11 first. And I need a motion to put the ordinance in play.
Motion made.
Second.
Is there? I think my point here is, Margaret, when you submit this to the full court next week, you're going to have Exhibit A attached.
Yes, sir. I didn't realize it wasn't attached on there, but here it is. It's just replacing out the transfer page, and this was asked for by Scott.
Mr. Chair, if I may speak on that.
Yes.
This was emailed out, right?
Yes.
Yes, and I emailed out the attachment this afternoon, I believe, to y'all.
This is an amendment. It was brought to my attention by the auditors. That the transfer page, which is page IX in your budget book, does not match the transfers that's on the 2020 revenue projections. And that was a mistake on my part. Somehow the transfers from last year's budget book got transferred to this year's budget book and this year's transfers. What it's doing is updating, if you want to pass that around, it's updating this year's transfer page to match as it shows in the revenue sections of transfers on the transfers that you, the quorum court, agreed upon when we created this budget. It's just a simple oversight on my part by putting that page in there incorrectly.
Margaret, you said you emailed that to us? Okay, good. I make a motion that we pass this, ordinance
2011. A second. Mr. Cage, would you like a second?
Yeah, I second.
Are there any further discussion on ordinance 20-11? All in favor of advancing ordinance 20-11 to the full court for its consideration indicate by saying aye.
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 Thank you, Mr. Pearson. The next is ordinance 20-12. I need a motion to put ordinance 20-12 before the committee.
Motion made.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there discussion or comments about ordinance 20-12?
Section 3, will somebody explain that?
That is a grant that for the fire department. It has to go through Sheila, the 911, but it's a grant money that we've received. And then a check will be cut out to the city of Conway after this is approved, and it'll go to the fire departments.
And that's a reimbursement.
Is this something that happens every year, or is this a new grant?
No, it happens every year, and the auditors ask that we create a budget for it.
Okay.
This is the first time we've had a budget for it.
Further comment? Mr. Pearson? If there are no further comments, I would need a motion to advance ordinance 20-12 for the full court for its consideration.
Motion made.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor of advancing ordinance 20-12 to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Mr. Pearson?
Aye.
It's approved. Is there any further matter to come before the court? Excuse me. Before the committee at this time? Then the motion has been made and seconded to adjourn, and thank you.